This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As U.S. lawmakers from both parties continue to find ways to support the Kurds, leaders of the European Union are calling for a wider arms embargo against its NATO ally Turkey to protest that country's offensive against Kurdish forces in neighboring Syria. Germany, France, and the Netherlands already suspending arms sales to Turkey, and further action could be coming. Here's the Austrian Foreign Affairs Minister.
All 28 member states should unilaterally decide not to send arms anymore to Turkey.
Officials in New Orleans say they'll work as long as it takes to locate a man they believe may still be alive underneath the partially collapsed Hard Rock Hotel. Part of it came crashing down on Saturday, killing two workers and trapping that third. It's Columbus Day, a federal holiday, though some states see it as Indigenous Peoples Day. This is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first three payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
A woman in Texas fatally shot by a police officer in her own home after a neighbor over the weekend reported seeing a door open at her home and finding that suspicious. A responding officer's body cam footage shows the officer peering in a window using a flashlight and then seeing someone inside, telling her to put her hands up. He then fires once, killing her. She's identified as 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson. A lawyer for her family says this never should have happened.
The use of deadly forces is just unthinkable in this situation where they found someone. And by their own words, they saw someone standing at a window. And for them, that was enough to use deadly force. It's absurd.
Three U.S. economists win this year's Nobel Prize for Economics. Esther Duflo and her husband Ajit Banji, both of MIT, and Michael Kramer is at Harvard. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarutha, conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alarutha Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Average gasoline prices across the USA have dropped again over the past week, down 3 cents. The current price now about $2.63 a gallon, and more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
That $2.63 national average is 26 cents lower than a year ago, but very little relief to California Motors, who are paying the nation's highest at $4.16 a gallon, followed by Hawaii at $3.62, then in Nevada, $3.46. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us where the lowest prices can be found at the pump.
Amongst the nation's 50 states, the lowest averages can be found in South Carolina, where prices stand at $2.21 per gallon, followed by Louisiana with a statewide average of $2.22, and Mississippi with a statewide average of $2.24.
I'm John Clemens.
Negotiations continue in the nearly month-old United Auto Workers strike against General Motors, the automaker now offering to build an electric pickup at the Detroit Hamerack Assembly Plant. It's one of the four idled factories in the U.S. right now. And again, getting the last laugh at the movie box office over the weekend, Joker, the Joaquin Phoenix thriller number one in the U.S. and Canada for the second straight week. It earned an additional $55 million. Find us for free online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Don't you think it's almost like wrangling cats to get this country back on track? You know, I think it's happy to be off track, frankly, with all this nonsense that's going on. Bruce Kaufman, I want to bring you on right away here. Bruce, of course, one of our most favorite historians and syndicated columnist, Mr. Bruce. I don't know, the temperament. We just like all this fussing, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The American people have been fussers and fighters since its founding, Bill.
Yeah. Well, it's just almost like, you know, the mayor of Baltimore has said to the nation, just let them riot, let them be rambunctious. They just need to get it out of their system, maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's never ending here. I mean, here we are all these years, you and I growing up, we celebrated Columbus Day. Now we've got some states and, 100 cities to say, nah, we don't want Columbus Day. We want, indigenous. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, what is this now? Now, my question is, because Columbus Day is regarded as a federal holiday, right?
It is, but it is a federal holiday. However, it's 130 cities, Bill, that have decided to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, including, as of last week, by a vote of the D.C. City Council, it is Indigenous Peoples Day in the city of Washington, D.C., the nation's capital.
Well, of course, why not? But, okay, so let me ask you this, because according to statute, it says Columbus Day is a federal holiday. So does that make Indigenous Peoples Day, a federal holiday just because it happens to fall on the same day? Or if you're celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day, you don't qualify for the federal benefit?
Well, yeah. But you know what? That's a tricky question. What they're basically saying is, and by the way, in Washington, D.C., Congress has constitutional oversight over this, so it is not, they're calling it Indigenous Peoples Day today, the D.C. City Council, but Congress has to weigh in on that, and if Congress says no, then next year it won't be Indigenous Peoples Day. So, yeah, it is, they can call it whatever they want, and there's that federalist principle that says you can decide state by state, locality, but essentially what they're doing is just changing the name of it. Mm. So it is still a holiday.
So here it is, like everything that happens to be tradition and historical is now going hysterical, and we're pulling down monuments and changing dates and doing all this stuff all in the name of the new America.
Right, and here's the thing about Columbus, okay? Yeah, he did bring back slaves to Europe, But as you and I have discussed many times before, slavery was commonplace back then. All around the world. So when Columbus landed in the New World, there was slavery among the Indians, the Native Americans. If you were a member of a tribe and you lost a war to another tribe, not only did you become a slave, but the winning tribe could sacrifice you on the altar to one of their gods. Whereas right. Columbus was a devout Catholic, never would have ever engaged in that kind of genocide.
Right, exactly. Well, then that's the deal. You take it all out of context and you get yourself all twisted up in knots and the whole deal. And why can't you consider, Columbus, for what he actually did and in terms of contributing to Western civilization?
Absolutely. It was called the Columbian Exchange. Because he discovered the New World, all of a sudden, goods and services were passing back and forth from Europe to the New World, mostly raising the living standards of the people in the New World.
Mm. And when you consider the impact, globally, in this globally sensitive environment that we live in today, you would think that he would be a modern-day hero.
You would think so. And he was, here's what he said. This is a direct quote about him. He wanted to, this is sort of like the slave owners in the South saying, we think that, that slavery is a good thing because we're going to convert them to Christianity and Catholicism and they're going to have this wonderful afterlife. Well, Columbus said something along those lines, but what he said was that he wanted to convert these people to Christianity through love, not fear. That's a direct quote.
Wow. Quite a big exchange, considering what slavery looked like in the old country.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. And again, we are applying 21st century standards to people back in the, slave owners in the South in the mid-19th century and, slave owners in the North and South in the late 18th century in America. And as I've said before, written this before, if we were in the same circumstances, if we were white members of the Southern Society back in the 1790s or 1850s, not one of us could say with 100%, as God is my witness, accuracy, we would have acted any differently.
Exactly. I mean, there are things happening today, Bruce, that probably decades down the road, the next generation is going to look at and say, what were these idiots up to? What were they thinking? And I'm just not talking about that. I mean, we got all the political correctness conundrum, all this that's going on right now that we have ourselves twisted in knots because, we have let go of those anchoring moral points, traditions that are all, have been all part of our founding. And we are just recklessly abandoning that. And for what? What are we getting in exchange here? Are we getting something better or just something that's just confusing as all get out?
The answer to that is obvious, Bill.
Yeah. Well, I like your quote of the week last week from David French. He says, there is a profound lack of unity in America. In fact, let's ask a key question. Is there a single significant cultural, political, social, or religious trend that is pulling Americans together more than it is pushing us apart?
Yep. And the answer to that is obvious as well. There isn't.
Yeah. No, exactly. I mean, if anything, it's almost like, whether it's the media, the culture at large, everyday conversations, people are rather loose. Bruce, in my travels, I happen to be on the West Coast this week. I'm gonna be heading back east. And it's amazing, the very loose conversation and language that is thrown out there, there's no reverence, there's no civility. The F word is thrown out like cheese and popcorn. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And, and I just sit there and I just want to go, is that the most intelligent thing you could come up with? Or are you just kind of grasping for straws here?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, we have one of my biggest problems with our culture today is that we are engaged in so much moral relativism, okay? Mm. If it feels good and it's not against the law, do it. And
right.
Actually, sometimes even if it is against the law, if it feels good, do it.
Yes.
And that's really not, as you say, civic virtue was critically important to our founders. We were founded on civic virtue, okay? We needed people to be predisposed to obey the law, and have civic virtue and think of civic duty in the sense that we, you know, you volunteer to Habitat for Humanity to help build some poor people's houses, or rebuild their houses, or repair their houses, or join a church group or whatever. That's civic virtue. That's civic duty. It is critical to the success of a constitutional republic.
So how many more years of Columbus Day do you think are ahead here in America?
I can't say for sure, Bill. I don't know where this movement is going to go. I'm hoping at some point there is some sanity and some understanding, as we've talked about, that this is all relative. 21st
right.
century standards are different than 18th century standards and 19th century standards, and that has to be taken into account. Okay,
well,
so back to the slave trade, Bill. How did we get slaves from Africa to America? African slave traders brought them to the coast. We didn't, when our slavers landed on the coast.
We got to go to break. More from Bruce Kaufman after this. Stay with us.
Know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in the business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Well, the award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, and author and speaker continues with us, Bruce Kaufman, at 19 minutes after the top of the hour right here where we are fresh and very independent. Okay, maybe a little ornery once in a while, but hey, there's nothing wrong with a little ornery spice, you know, but hey, as long as we stay connected to things that are most important, but that seems to be the challenge these days. Bruce, on this issue of, you know, slavery and here we are, I mean, it's like we still masticate on this whole thing, and it's like enough of this stuff already. I mean, I want to say, and just, you know, it's like, can we get beyond this? I mean, you know, you look at America today in the 21st century, we've got more millionaire blacks. I mean, they're entrepreneurs, they're starting, you know, their own, you know, company. I mean, this has been going on for decades. This isn't something that's only happened here recently. You know, I think we have done a lot of great things to, you know, in the spirit of Martin Luther, you know, to Martin Luther King, and talking about, you know, the content of one's character as opposed to the color of their skin. We have come so far in this, but, you know, no, we have these old ideas that continue to hold us back as a people. And it's frustrating because you see, you know, clear examples, whether it's Dr. Ben Carson or, you know, LeBron James. I mean, go on down the list here. But, you know, it's like, you know, I just don't, you know, I guess I, you know, I'm not sure what it's going to take, Bruce.
Right. But I mean, one of the things, and this is one of my favorite quotes of Alexis de Tocqueville, the greatness of America is basically her ability to correct her mistakes. Mm-hmm. Where I live in Alexandria, Virginia. Okay. It used to be the ground central for the slave trade. You bring the slaves up the Potomac River. People from North and South Carolina would come here to bid on slaves and take them back to their states. And they were obviously in Virginia. They were buying slaves here. The slave trade was right. But here's the thing. Where the slave trade was held is now City Hall, in which African Americans, as work in our government, our mayor for almost 15 years was an African American. So we're correcting our mistakes. So I wish that people would stop dwelling on the mistakes of the past and realize what a great job we've done of admitting to our mistakes and correcting them.
Right. Well, in correcting them, we have so much to learn that, you know, is not being exercised. For example, a porous border that's allowing cheap labor to come into the country.
Right.
And in a sense, I mean, what is it but an extension of slavery, at least a little bit of attitude of it. You can argue whether or not it is true slavery, but we're basically taking advantage of people. And you think we'd learn from the past. And the very people that are so, I don't know, outraged about slavery, they're like crickets when it comes to our southern border.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and
don't you love the irony of it all?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's one of my calling cards, Bill. Yeah, absolutely.
I know, but you think, you know, that we would have learned, right? And you think, wow, this seems like a little bit about what we're going through. Why aren't we rallying, you know, our interest in support of, you know, people, you know, because what it all comes down to is, you know, the rule of law, Bruce, and yeah, we want to ignore the rule of law at our own peril.
Yep, and we are ignoring the rule of law, and that's—I mean, you're right. That's what it all comes down to. This is repeated violations of the rule of law, and when you begin to violate the rule of law for whatever you think are noble reasons, you're going down a very slippery slope.
Well, let's talk about one of my favorite columns that you recently wrote. I thought was very appropriate. Is impeachment in President Trump's future?
Right. Okay. So that depends. As I wrote in the column, okay, you can indict, presidents can be charged with, there are three things that can remove a president from office: treason, bribery, high crimes, and misdemeanors. Treason is actually the one crime that is actually defined in our U.S. Constitution. Basically, you levy war against the United States or give aid and comfort to the enemy, you're guilty of treason. Mm-hmm. Bribery is pretty simple. You do a political favor for someone for money, or, you know, a promise of a rich position after you leave office, that's bribery. High crimes and misdemeanors, that depends on what Congress thinks. And as I wrote, okay, you can impeach, convict a president, you can remove him from office for not committing a crime, okay? Or you can decide not to impeach and remove a president from office for committing a crime. Bill Clinton committed two federal crimes, lying under oath to a grand jury, obstructing justice. The American people did not think, and I agreed with them, that doing so to cover up an affair with a White House intern rose to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. So it really depends on, you know, what Congress decides, and that depends on the House. Everybody says that the Senate is where the trial is conducted. Really, there's no such thing as a trial in the Senate. The senators can't speak. They can't question witnesses. They can't contest evidence. All they do is vote depending on what was determined in the House's impeachment proceedings. So it is the House, really, that is critical to whether the president is convicted or not.
Well, what Nancy Pelosi has decided to do in this process right now is to really kind of have a non-impeachment. I mean, there's no, there's really, you know, going back to the rule of law and process, I mean, that's out the window. And, you know, it just seems the focus is, hey, we're going to do as much damage to this president. And we're going to be able to do stuff behind closed doors, and you know, and Adam Schiff, you know, to come up with the scenarios that he came up with. I don't know. I mean, I want to believe the American people are kind of aware of what's going on, and I say kind of because this gets to be such a fuss that they, you know, I don't blame people for tuning out, Bruce.
Right. Well, here's the thing, Bill. For, I mean, from a purely constitutional standpoint, Nancy Pelosi can run this impeachment process wherever she wants. Article 1 of the Constitution says the House has sole power of impeachment and the right to, quote, determine the rules of its proceedings, unquote. So she can basically run this thing the way she wants. But from a political standpoint and from a fairness to the American people standpoint, it would be a mistake not to run it. She should run it as you would any single criminal trial in which the accused is allowed to, through all the protections in the Bill of Rights, to confront the witnesses, contest the evidence of the witnesses, have counsel interrogate the witnesses against you, introduce witnesses for you, introduce evidence that helps your side. That is how a criminal trial should take place, and that is what Nancy Pelosi, even though the Constitution does not say she has to, that is the way she should conduct this trial, just like any other criminal trial, including, by the way, this whistleblower who Adam Schiff wants to be anonymous.
Well, and now he says, well, it's not necessary to even hear from the whistleblower. What do you mean it's not necessary? He's made this grand accusation, excuse me, and now it's just, I mean, this is the ultimate of, you know, the rejection of rule of law and due process.
Right. Well, yeah, it is. I mean, if this is the chief witness against you, and you're not in a trial, you're not going to have the chief witness up there so that your defense lawyers can cross-examine that witness as to the veracity of that witness's statements?
Well, we saw what they did, you know, with the Russian investigation and Mueller, and then Kavanaugh, and here it is. I mean, you know, the Democrats talk about a fact pattern. Well, the fact pattern is the way they've chosen to conduct business. And the crazy thing about all this, Bruce, is that, like everything political, there is that, you know, what can happen today, get ready, it'll come back and happen tomorrow. I mean, even, you know, Schumer echoed this in saying, hey, look, we got to be careful because one day the shoe will be on the other foot and it's going to come back and bite us, in so many words.
Yep.
And this is what's going to happen. It happened with, you know, Harry Reid going nuclear in the Senate. Well, we went nuclear in order to get Gorsuch in, right?
Exactly.
And so, you know, it continues. This is they abandon tradition and, you know, some rules of law and that they have. And now they're paying a price and complaining about it. But, boy, I'll tell you, they're setting themselves up for an ugly tomorrow if we don't get this squared away.
Yep, absolutely. And the one thing, the reason this should be considered as a trial is that regardless of whether the Senate convicts or does not convict, at least if you run a trial in which everybody has their say, the American people will have some kind of confidence that, you know, a fair trial will allow the American people to determine whether they think Donald Trump should remain as president, not in impeachment, because I don't think he's going to be convicted, but in the upcoming election.
Exactly. Well, look what happened with Bill Clinton. I think that we did exercise that demon, and was it absolutely perfect? But look, there was enough information out there, and people could, you know, decide for themselves, and, you know, to your point, and you're exactly right. Bruce Kaufman on Bill Martinez Live. Bruce, always appreciate it. Where can they go for more information, real quick? 5 minutes, 5 seconds.
HistoryLessons.net. my website, one word, plural, historylessons.net. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Bruce. Take care. Have a great day.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-source vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A black Texas woman is dead after a white Fort Worth police officer shoots her in her own home on Saturday. The officer was investigating after a neighbor called and reported that a door was open at the woman's home. That neighbor now says he's sorry he ever made the call. Police have also now disclosed there was somebody else in the room when that 28-year-old woman was shot.
An 8-year-old male, Miss Jefferson's nephew, was inside the room during this time.
A lawyer for the family of 28-year-old victim Tatiana Jefferson says the fact that they use deadly force in that situation is absurd. Emergency officials in New Orleans say they'll work as long as it takes to find a man they think may still be alive underneath the debris from the partially collapsed Hard Rock Hotel, part of it coming down on Saturday, killing two workers and trapping that third. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Hey, Bill, if you haven't noticed, the left is unhinged. They are driven by hatred. They hate Bill and Hillary Clinton so much they will stop at nothing to bring him down.
Because we are here today because the Republicans in the House are paralyzed with hatred of President Clinton. And until the Republicans free themselves of this hatred, our country will suffer.
And one of the reasons we all feel so angry about what they are doing is that they are ripping from us, they are ripping asunder our votes. They are telling us that our votes don't count. There must never be a narrowly voted impeachment or an impeachment supported by one of our major political parties and opposed by the other.
Bill Clinton acted deplorably in his personal behavior. But what the American people are saying loudly and clearly is, let's get on with the business.
This is their president we are talking about. And we in Congress had better be very careful before we upset their decision. And make darn sure that our decision to impeach him was based upon principle and not politics.
My fear is that when a Republican wins the White House, Democrats will demand payback.
It's just amazing how only 20 years ago, this was the echo from the left, from the Democrats. They seemed so reasonable then, right? Compared to where they are now. And, you know, this hatred that Maxine Waters talks about and throws out there so routinely and with such emotion. It's like, okay, well, what are you doing, you know, to counter it? You're just exacerbating it. You know, let's peach him. Let's, you know, get the MFer out of there. You know, not her, but another Democrat representative. I mean, you know, the kind of lack of civility that's out there. And this is what our kids are being exposed to. You know, because even the media can't seem to, you know, bleep things out fast enough or even, you know, protect, you know, our young kids and, you know, what kind of civic responsibility or irresponsibility is on full display here. It is just amazing. And I, you know, I think about our country and what it is costing us. I mean, the bitter cost of all this. You know, we have a president who is making some positive moves, and, you know, look at, you know, at the very core of all this, ladies and gentlemen, is our government is just raunchily corrupt. Is there any doubt that it is corrupt? I mean, do you have any doubt in your mind that the deep state or whatever you want to call it, this shadow unelected bureaucracy that is in operation, has been in operation for decades within the inner sanctum of our government, is just run amok? And there's no question that the Democrats fed this, and I have to lay it at the Democrats' feet. I'd say for the most part, yes, there's some participating, you know, useful dupes on the other side as well, because they're all part of the quote unquote establishment. You know, they'd much rather attend the those special cocktail parties in the Beltway than to do the true bidding of the American people. You know, it's about them. It's about power. There's no doubt the lust for power that Lindsey Graham referred to in the Kavanaugh hearings is obvious. And this is what we're having to put up with. And it's this lust for power that has us out of sorts and $23 trillion in debt and counting, getting involved in all these wars and nation building and just idiotic kind of things that, you know, you think we would learn by now, but no. And meanwhile, you have a president who's willing to do something outside of the traditional nine-dot paradigm brought to you by the establishment and the deep state. And of course, they're none too happy about that, because they liked it when D.C. was incompetent. They liked having their way to be able to get into our public treasury and just rip us off blindly. And here you've got all this stuff that's been going on, whether it's Joe Biden. But I mean, look, at the fact of the matter is this kind of corruption has been taking place for a long time. And if you think not, I mean, there was plenty of smoke, and I think in many cases fire, that you just had to flat out ignore with what Hillary Clinton was doing. And now we find out, you know, Barack Obama was involved in this stuff, too. And, you know, how far back will we go to really discover how much corruption has come? It starts all very innocently, and that's just the nature of corruption. It's that little bit of leaven that comes into the batch, and it spoils everything, but it rises like leaven. It's so quick, it takes over. And you saw what happened, and you kind of wondered at times, you know, what was going on, you know, during the administration of Barack Obama. But the election of Donald Trump really just exploded heads like you couldn't believe, right? I mean, that's what we're seeing. You know, the attacks on this president. And meanwhile, look at, this is what 63 million people voted for. We voted for somebody to come in and clean the mess up. And it is a mess. We've been taken advantage of it. And we have a champion who is on our behalf doing it. Now, again, he's a humanoid. So don't get caught up in all this media perfectionism stuff. We haven't had a perfect Democrat. There hasn't, you know, look at, you go in there and, you know, you hope that we can get a couple of things accomplished. And look what President Trump has been able to do in a short period of time. I mean, we're energy independent, and we would be further on down the road and even be that much stronger if we got a little bit of cooperation from the Democrats. But he had to do this without the Democrats, because keep in mind what Barack Obama did in tying down, you know, the energy sector of our country. And how much pressure he was putting on the middle class, and I would say, you know, poor people, because it's not like poor people can go to the free oil dispensary and and get it for nothing. I mean, they're paying like we are. I mean, gas is gas. You don't go to the special poor people tank, at least if there's one out there. I've missed it. I don't see it. You know, they're paying the same amount as we are in terms of, you know, gallon per gas, which is amazing because I happen to be in California now, and it's well over $4. I mean, I left Florida. It was like $2.25. You know, you come from one coast to the other, and the West Coast, it's over $4 a gallon. Are you kidding me? I mean, this total incompetency is taking place here, and the people in California being ripped off royally, brought to you again by a one-party state. Okay. Now, I understand you're probably, oh, Bill, you're really hard on the Democrats. Well, I'm hard on incompetency. Right now it happens to be the Democrats because, you know, in California, you don't even have to guess. I mean, it's a one-party state. They've designed this in such a way, they've jerry-rigged the whole program in such a way that Republicans have very little voice, if any, whatsoever in this state. This is a government of, for, and by the Democrats. And if you want to look at what's going on and all the incompetency, I mean, this is really the poster child. I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. Really, I mean, it's like, you know, you get all these kids, you know, what, 51% supposedly, and I say supposedly because you always wonder about these polls. And you got to understand there's also that plus or minus ratio, anyway, 3 to 5%. But, you know, 51, let's use their number, 51%. 51% of these kids graduating from college, you know, they want America to go socialistic. And you go, well, wait a minute. I mean, come to California. I mean, this is how Venezuela started. You know, when you watch all the government programs, the things they're doing, the incompetency, you've got to, you know, I drove through L.A., through the center of L.A. last night, and you see all the tent cities that are up. I mean, it is an absolute disaster. And, of course, you know, it caused a little bit of controversy here several months ago because when I was in Los Angeles, I saw what was going on with the homelessness. I saw what was going on. Rats were being reported, fleas, human feces, needles being thrown out in the street. Much the same thing that's happening in San Francisco, happening in Los Angeles. And it's sad. I mean, because I worked in L.A. for many years, and I love the city. And, yes, it's had homeless situations. You know, the Jordans have done a great job, and others have given up so much of their lives to, you know, feed the poor and to be a sanctuary for the poor in L.A. But now it's gotten to the point it's overwhelming. And you've got this massive humanity and mess. And I think it was a report. I don't know how many tons of trash was picked up. There was a gentleman who came from New York and said, hey, we got to do something about it, and got trash bags and rallied people together. And I mean, tons of trash that they picked up. And in no sooner time, it was like they didn't do anything. I mean, it is amazing what is going on in Los Angeles. And the mayor of L.A. somehow wants to, you know, whenever, somehow they want to blame Trump. They want to blame everybody except for themselves. But this is what it comes down to. Where is the self-responsibility? They're the ones that need to take responsibility and be the change that they know that can happen here in L.A.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. field. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Ben Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Ben Martinez Live.
Oh, rumor has it, huh? 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you. No doubt, the Sunday news shows couldn't help themselves. They've got to talk about the whole controversy regarding Donald Trump's decision to move our troops out of the border there. And in a sense, and I understand, there's a lot to be understood here. And, boy, I'll tell you, if the Beltway was ever divided, it was definitely divided over the president's move to get our soldiers out of there. Some welcomed the fact that, he's true to his word, saying, look, we need to get out of these endless wars, and looking to other European partners and NATO partners as well to come in and defend the Kurds and do something about Syria. But, there's something going on there, no doubt, with Erdogan and with Turkey. And Congress is upset, and get ready for sanctions to be leveled on Erdogan, because our guest coming up in the next segment here, Lieutenant Colonel Sargis Sangari, who has been there. I mean, he understands what's going on. In fact, he supports, and I thought it was interesting when I first read that he supported it, because Sargis has been there. He watched what happened. In fact, it had been there on the battlefield and saw what happened to the Assyrian Christians, as you know, and we've talked to him many times. And he is in support of what the president is doing here. But also the other thing is that we're starting to see the true colors of Erdogan. And this was reported long ago with Michael Rubin, former Pentagon official. He said, Bill, he is going to demonstrate
his ultimate interest, and it's going to take a bit, and he has decided to move rather deliberately to be part of NATO and to act like a nice guy, but sooner or later, he will be fully exposed, and I guess that's what we're starting to see right now in terms of the true colors of Erdogan and what, you know, the Turkey ambitions. That's what we're starting to see being lived out. So we'll see how this plays out here, and we'll talk with Sargas coming up in a bit, and he'll give us some more insight into that. But certainly the Beltway is divided. You have Republican congressmen particularly that are not siding with the president. And again, I appreciate that. And we need to make sure that our representatives are doing the right thing and saying, okay, look, it help us understand what is going on here, and letting them know, because so much of this, and we talked about this last week, of what's happening with the Kurds. Boy, I'll tell you, some of it smacks of Vietnam all over again, and how we left Saigon, and it's just a heartbreak. You know, for those of us that are aware of it, there's some, thank God, a small percentage, I think, of Americans who were there, a very small percentage, but yet for them, I got to imagine this is a heartbreak to watch what's going on with the Kurds, and the fact that maybe America is abandoning, a true partner here. But as I say, there's some due process and more things that need to be considered. Now, also, of course, we continue to hear more about impeachment. This is what the Democrats are committed to. Everybody is, as far as the Democratic side, they're lockstep. They use the same language. And it's interesting that they use the same language. But what makes it more interesting is the media is using the same language. So it makes you question the cabal that's taken place here. I mean, there's no question from day one. The media, complicit with the Democratic Party, have been doing everything they can to negate 63 million votes. They don't want Donald Trump to be the president of the United States. They believe that 63 million people were really messed up and we didn't know better. And look at what we've done to this country. We brought somebody from the outside to square away this mess that we have in Washington, D.C. This mess is our government, which is a government of, for, by we the people. We the people have spoken, said, look, we cannot trust Hillary Clinton to run this country. You imagine if Hillary Clinton was president, where we'd be right now. Yeah, there wouldn't be an impeachment hearing, but as Donald Trump made clear, and I believe this would be the case, is China would be walking all over us. They'd be head and shoulders above us right now, because Hillary Clinton did not give any indication, and there isn't any indication. I mean, if anything, the Democrats may echo some of what Donald Trump, but not with a passion. They really don't believe it. Donald Trump saw this for a long time, for decades. He saw what China was doing to this country and said, not in his watch. If he became president of the United States, he was going to go head to head with it. And he did. And he's doing that on behalf of the American people. And I believe this is why, whether it's the farmers or other industries who have taken a major hit to finally, take a stand and say, look, this is our line in the sand. We've had it with China. We've got a champion who is willing to take it on, not somebody who's going to fold on us, but somebody who's going to take it all the way to its completion, to where we can finally get this thing resolved, or at least understand what we're dealing with clearly. And, we'll see how it plays out. But there's no doubt that China is... they're relentless in their philosophy. Now, there may be some little give and takes in that, but I don't know after everything is all said and done, because they have been so attuned to taking advantage of Americans' intellectual property and basically, pillaging, our country and our businesses for all these years. And they're upset. They go, well, what's wrong? It worked for so many decades. Why are you having a problem with it now? It must be all because of that Trump guy. Well, the fact of the matter is that America still, at our core, we're still very fair-minded. And if it was the other way around, and if we were taking advantage, unfair advantage of China, you would hear people complaining about that, because we're fair-minded, and what they're doing to us and what they've been doing. I mean, the billions, I would say added up trillions of dollars that China has pillaged out of the United States of America is disgusting. And Trump's saying, look, that's not the way to do business. It's not fair. And so, businesses
are getting behind this president. I mean, look what's happening at these these campaign stops. The thousands of people that are coming out, and you know, President Trump isn't afraid. I mean, he goes to Minneapolis. He has thousands of people there, and as Liz Peek pointed out in her column, is that the Democrats, I think they're shaken. They're shaken because they can't pull these kind of numbers. You know, even though you may say Elizabeth Warren is coming close and she's getting a following, and, you know, Bernie Sanders is all but gone. I mean, his latest proposal for tax cuts and tax assignment, what, about 97%? I mean, come on, do the math. It's like ridiculous. But the way it looks right now, that Elizabeth Warren could very well be the standard bearer of the Democratic Party. I mean, she's got an inside track. She's got a lot of momentum going. And Joe Biden continues to implode. And, of course, the Hunter Biden issue is not helping him, even though after the fact he's made a promise that, oh, I will not do this. Well, if it was so innocent and didn't have an effect, why are you having to make this statement now? You know, if anything, it just proves all the more that everybody's suspicion about the impropriety of this is not right. I mean, even though optically, as they say, you know, it's kind of interesting how they want to look at it optically. I mean, optically, schmockily. I mean, it's bad, all right, you know, to have somebody on Air Force Two with, you know, his dad, the Vice President of the United States, I mean, has an implied endorsement. And goes to China, goes to Ukraine, captures all this money, and somehow it's okay. And this happens on President Obama's watch. So you've got a vice president who's rogue out there collecting funds along with his son, and oh yeah, John Kerry, his next Secretary of State, his son's out there involved in all this stuff. And then you got the Clinton Foundation. And all the shenanigans going there, and let's destroy emails, and let's destroy things that the intelligence, the FBI said, no, wait a minute, that's we want to hold this is for evidence. Well, no, we're not going to hold it for evidence. We're going to put a hammer to it and bleach bit and get rid of all this stuff. I mean, it's ridiculous. And let me tell you, at some point, this is where this country has got to square this up. We cannot have, you know, two laws. We can't have laws for the elites and then laws for the common man. That's not going to square up. And all this, lest the Democrats understand, and they need to understand this quickly, is that Lady Justice is blind. And what's good for one is good for all. And we have compromised that, and we're paying a price because the rule of law is compromised at every turn in this country. And you wonder why people are upset. I mean, you know, it's amazing to me what takes place, you know, at these rallies, these Trump rallies. You have Antifa out there attacking and, you know, throwing stuff at police and stuff. And you go, wait a minute, how come these guys aren't arrested? You know, what is going on? We, you know, we're just kind of accepting it. And I don't know if there's a follow-up deal or they're just taking video and then they go knock on the guy's door and arrest him. You know, we're not hearing about that. But clearly what we're seeing is anarchy out in the streets of our country. And there's no response, you know, from police, it seems. And you go, what is happening? I mean, this is sending out a terrible message. And we're going to have, I'll tell you, it's like that old saying, you can pay me now or pay me later. And as we continue to defer judgment and defer action by the police, it's going to get more complicated. And people are going to get hurt. And we're going to have a long fight back to justice and the rule of law because we've abandoned it. I mean, this seems so clear to me, and this is what concerns me greatly about what's going on in our country today. I'm Bill Martinez. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Our conversation would continue coming up. Sargis Sangari, and as I mentioned, we're going to talk Syria and really help you understand what is going on and these latest moves by Erdogan and the Turks. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.